Hi everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Rainbow.
And I'm Celine.
Celine, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty bad at directions. Like, I always have to use the GPS and follow the arrow on Google Maps. It's really stupid, but I have to do that all the time.
I'm totally the opposite. My sense of direction sometimes even surprised myself for a bit. Yeah,
Wow.
but a little bit of help from Google Maps wouldn't hurt.
All right, well, in today's article, we're going to talk about looking for traffic signs when walking on the street. Let's take a look.
Traffic signs to look for.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to introduce some traffic signs.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Railway crossing. Speed limit. No pedestrians. No stopping. No overtaking. No U-turn. Slippery road. Crossroads. Two-way traffic. Roundabout.
Dean and Sam, while on a trip, are walking back to their hotel.
It's getting dark. I hope we get back to the hotel soon.
Which way should we go?
I can't remember. Look, there's a sign.
Oh, it's a picture of a train. There's a railway crossing ahead.
Did we go the wrong way?
I think we did.
We have to turn around.
Wait! Look at the other sign.
It says there's a crossroads ahead, past the train tracks.
I bet we can go up there and turn left.
Will that get us back to the hotel?
I think so. We just have to be careful when we cross the train tracks.
Okay, let's go.
Word power!
Dark. Dark. Joe turned off all the lights, so it's dark in this room. Joe turned off all the lights, so it's dark in this room. Train, train. We're going to Tainan by train tomorrow. We're going to Tainan by train tomorrow. Ahead, ahead. In the race, Mike ran ahead of everyone, so he got first place. In the race, Mike ran ahead of everyone, so he got first place. Cross, cross. We crossed the big river by walking over a bridge. We crossed the big river by walking over a bridge.
The article says Dean and Sam, while on a trip, are walking back to their hotel. Dean says, "It's getting dark. I hope we get back to the hotel soon." Here we have our first word power word, dark. That's D-A-R-K, dark. So the word dark is an adjective describing the night. If it's getting dark, it means that the sun is going down and the sky is getting dark. The adjective dark can also be used to describe a shade of color. For example, black and navy blue are dark colors, while pink and yellow are light colors. So here we have an example sentence. Joe turned off all the lights, so it's dark in this room. Joe turned off all the lights, so it's dark in this room.
所以说今天的主角 Dean 和 Sam 他们要走回饭店去了。Dean 说天色越来越黑了，我希望我们能够尽早回到饭店。It's getting dark 就是在讲天色，像是It's raining 是在说下雨一样，这个 it 就是在讲老天爷啦。要讲越来越怎么样，我们就可以用 It's getting 就是 be getting 加上 ADJ 来表示。今天的第一个 word power word 是 dark。 Dark 在这边的意思呢是黑暗的，相反的意思我们也可以用 bright 光亮的，那你也可以用 dark 来表达深色的，反义的字就是 light 浅色的。例句的意思呢就是 Joe 把所有的灯都关了，所以现在这间房间很暗。
So Sam says, which way should we go? The word which here is a question word, and it's used when asking for information. It's followed by what you want to ask. So in this case, Sam is asking for the way or the direction. So for example, we can say, we have two options here. Which one do you want when we're buying something and we have several options?
接下来 Sam 就说，诶，该走哪条路呢？ Which 就代表了他们面前有几条路可以选择，通常使用 which 都是在讲有限的范围里面去问你要哪一个，而这也是我们今天的文法点，我们就先进 Magic Box 听听讲师的讲解吧。
Magic Box 找亮点。
大家好，我就是绯红女巫，身为复仇者联盟的一员，我最常被问到的问题不是呢我的混沌魔法哪里来，也不是呢我的衣服都在哪里买，而是哦复仇者联盟里面你最爱谁？ Which member in Avengers do you like the most? 哦，你最爱的呢是天才雷神索尔，还是坏坏人爱的钢铁人呢？答案还不明显吗？当然是我的阿纳达幻视咯。如果啊，在很多个里面呢，要问哪一个，英文里面该怎么问呢？当我们的题目有选择性的时候呢，我们就是要使用疑问词 which 咯。which 呢，就是拿来问哪一个的专属的疑问词。句型呢，我们就是疑问词 which 加上助动词加上主词，最后面再加上原形动词。我们呢，也可以使用逗号哦，加在后面，并且呢，在后面再加上你选择的项目。比方说，你喜欢吃面还是吃饭？ Which do you like? Rice or noodles? 你喜欢吃面还是吃饭？ Which do you like? 逗号 Rice or noodles? OK， 或者是呢，比方说我们要去看电影了，你想看蝙蝠侠还是钢铁人呢？ Which movie do you want to watch? Batman or Iron Man?至于啊，该怎么回答呢 ？Which 的疑问句其实没有标准的答句。如果呢你心有定见了，我们呢就可以直接回答想要的哪一个，像是呢 I like rice， 或者是呢 I want to watch Iron Man。OK， 这边呢就是呢我们 Which 的用法。虽然呢我爱的是幻视哦，但是呢看电影的时候还是要支持一下我们钢铁人咯。OK， Iron Man is the movie I want to watch， of course。
So in the next part of the article, Dean continues to say, I can't remember. Look, there's a sign. So Dean doesn't know which way to go, but luckily there's a road sign which will give him some directions.
Dean 知不知道路嘞？ Dean 说，我不记得了。你看，那边有个标示哦。
So then Sam goes, oh, it's the picture of a train. So there's a railway crossing ahead. So we have two word power words here. The first one is train, that's T-R-A-I-N, train.So trains are several different cars connected together, and it's run by a motor. So we have different types of trains in Taiwan, from the TRA to the HSR. They're very convenient for traveling to further places. So for example, I really like taking the train to Yilan for the beach. We have our example sentence here. We're going to Tainan by train tomorrow. We are going to Tainan by train tomorrow.
Dean 就这样说咯，那是火车的图案。前方有个平交道，那 railway 就是指铁路， railway crossing 就是指两条铁路相交的地方，也就是指平交道啦。所以今天的这个第二个 word power word 是 train， 意思呢是火车或者是说列车。那搭火车去某个地方，我们可以说 take the train to some places， 或者是说 go to some place by train。像我们今天的例句，我们明天要搭火车去台南，我们也可以改成 We are going to take the train to Tainan tomorrow.
All right, that's right. So the next word is ahead. That's A-H-E-A-D, ahead. And that's an adverb.All right, so the adverb ahead means before you or in front of you. So if Celine's walking in front of me, I can say, Celine, can you read the sign ahead and see if our bus is here yet? All right, so here we have our word power word sentence, which is, in the race, Mike ran ahead of everyone. so he got first place. In the race, Mike ran ahead of everyone, so he got first place.
刚刚同句话里呢，还有今天的第三个单字 ahead。ahead 是一个副词，意思是说在前方。大家要注意一下它的使用方式哦。你可以看到它被放在名词的后面，例如 You will see a gas station ahead。你会看到一间加油站在前方，或者是说 The gas station ahead is very busy now. Let's go to another one。前面的加油站现在很繁忙，那我们去另外一间。我们也可以像例句一样多加一个 of。Ahead of 就是在讲什么的前方的意思。例句的意思就是说，有人在赛跑的时候呢 ，Mike 跑在所有人前面 ，ran ahead of everyone， 所以他就得到第一名。那 run ahead of everyone 就跟 run in front of everyone 一样喽。
All right, so now Dean's really worried. He says, "Did we go the wrong way? Maybe they turned the wrong direction."
Yeah, might be.接下来呢，丁就问说：“我们走错路了吗
？”So Sam says, "I think we did."
Dean says, "We have to turn around." 我们必须要回头了。
But then Sam says, "Wait, look at the other sign. There's something they didn't get, so they have to double check." And then Dean says, "Oh, it says there's a crossroads ahead, past the train tracks." So here we have two words here.
所以那边还有一个标示，一个路牌，上面写什么呢？丁说上面的标示说前方有个十字路口，那就在铁轨的后方。
So the first word we have here is says, which is the verb to describe someone speaking or maybe someone giving some information.
所以这边的 say 不是说真的在说话，而是写着什么东西，像是 the letter says we must move out. 信上写着说哦，我们一定要搬走。
And the second one is the phrase train tracks, and this means a set of curves lying on the ground for the trains to cross. So basically, Dean is saying that after you see the train tracks, there will be a crossroads.
Mm-hmm. Train track 就是铁轨的意思，那 track 本身呢，其实就是轨道的意思啦。
All right, so then Sam says, I bet we can go up there and turn left. Here we have the word bet. So when we say I bet, it means I'm sure of something. I would bet on it. So Sam is really sure about his directions.
我敢说我们可以走到那边，然后左转。I bet 就是说我敢说，就跟这个我很肯定 I'm sure 一样的意思。
All right. So then Dean asks, "Will that get us back to the hotel?"
那Dean就说啦，这样可以让我们回到饭店吗
？And then Sam says.I think so. We just have to be careful when we cross the train tracks.
我想是的。我们只要这个横越铁轨的时候小心点就好了。
So here we have our word power word, which is cross. That's C-R-O-S-S, cross. So this verb cross means to pass to the other side. So when they're crossing the train tracks, they're going from one side of the tracks to the other. So we have our example sentence here.We crossed the big river by walking over a bridge. We crossed the big river by walking over a bridge.
所以 cross 这个动词呢，意思就是横越，越过什么就可以说 cross something. 记得它跟 across 是不一样的、哦、虽然意思很类似，但是 across 是副词哦。像刚刚例句的中文呢，是说我们走这座桥来横越这条大河。
So then Dean says,Okay, let's go. And they're on their way.
看来他们就找到路啦。于是呢，就上路回饭店喽。
Oh, it's good for them that they found their directions. Now it's time for us to go to our wrap-up.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
So, you know, I'm not that great at directions. So I've got these signs here. You're going to help me out. Let's see what they mean. These are all signs that we can see while we're crossing the street in Taiwan, or they're common traffic signs.
Okay, so let's see. What do we have here?
Oh,
let's show them. So it's a sign with a 40 here.
Do you drive?
I sort of drive because I ride scooter to work every day. So, do you know?
this,
what I this don't is? Drive, so I have no idea. Like speed limit or something, is that what it is?
Yeah, it means that the speed limit is 40 miles per hour.
Oh yeah, so we call that the maximum speed limit, 40 mph or miles per hour. So if we go super fast, you have that camera and then it takes a picture.
Yeah.
And you get fined. How much is the fine in Taiwan?
It's not certain for every fine, but I guess it's about 1,200.
Oh,
quite a lot.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, I got a picture. That's very just terrible.
I have a friend who has a service on the car, and it tells him when there's a camera, so then he slows down. When there's no camera, he speeds up a lot. Kind of a trick.
That's a little bit like cheating.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Okay, so next one is this.
Oh, that's a turn, right? So this
should
one
be
is
this
probably,
side up or this side up.
I think it's this the first side.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's like a no way, but the U should be that way. I think it's down though. No U-turn? So when do we do U-turns when we drive in Taiwan?
Just look at the signs. That's very important because whenever you see there's no U-turn, you don't do that. Don't do that. It's going to be very dangerous if you do.
Oh, it's like going to be a car accident.
Yeah. Okay.
We have the next one. Oh, I know what this one is. This one's the one that I break all the time because I'm always walking everywhere. My friends say it's really,
really?
Dangerous. So what's this one?
This must be no pedestrians.
Yeah. So the word pedestrians means people walking on the street. So that's pedestrians. Mm. So no pedestrians means I shouldn't be walking on the street because I might get hit by a car. And then if I see that there's no one, sometimes I will walk on the street and then people get really mad at me.
Okay. So you don't even look at the traffic light.
Sometimes. It's really dangerous.
Okay. Okay. Be careful next time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what do we have next?
We have this, we have these three arrows. What are these? What are these round things?
Round things? Round. It must be something about round. Like,
oh, is it round. A roundabout?
I think so. Roundabout.
So a roundabout is a place that's kind of like a circle. Mm-hmm. Like a round, Zhongxiaodunhua, there's a big roundabout. There's like a lot of restaurants.
I think you are mentioning the Renaiyuanhuan.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. So the roundabout is like quite important because otherwise there could be some weird traffic going on there if you're not careful.
Mm-hmm. Just be careful when you're trying to cut out.
So this is just like a warning, right?
To tell you there's
a roundabout.
There's a roundabout.
Yeah.
Beware. Okay. And, what do you want to know?
Oh. What is that? This looks like, a Red Cross.
Is it a hospital?
I don't know. What is it? What is this? Do you guys know what it is?
If it's not a hospital, maybe it's a, it means crossroads?
Oh, yeah. Because there's a railway crossing. So we mentioned this word before. Celine taught us this before. So this means that you need to be careful because this place is where there could be some accidents.
Mm-hmm.
I think that looks like Red Cross. Have you seen this in Taipei?
Not really.
Yeah, it's not that common. So now you guys know.
Okay. I think this one.
Oh, what
everyone
is that?
Should know.
Oh, is it because it's slippery?
Yeah.
Oh, beware. But when would that happen?
When will this happen?
Mountain areas?
I think so. Especially when it's raining.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? So this is a slippery road.
Yeah, or if that place is really likely to have these landslides, like Miaoli or something. They have a lot of mudslides and landslides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So every time it rains, like it could be in the mountain area, and then it's really slippery and dangerous.
所以呢，这就是路滑啦。
Okay. All right. We learned a lot. So that's it for today's article. Hopefully, you learned some useful words for traffic lights and traveling and trains. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about being on the road in the next article. I'm Rainbow.
And I'm Celine.
See you soon.
Bye.
Traffic signs to look for.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to introduce some traffic signs.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Railway crossing. Speed limit. No pedestrians. No stopping. No overtaking. No U-turn. Slippery road. Crossroads. Two-way traffic. Roundabout.
Dean and Sam, while on a trip, are walking back to their hotel.
It's getting dark. I hope we get back to the hotel soon.
Which way should we go?
I can't remember. Look, there's a sign.
Oh, it's a picture of a train. There's a railway crossing ahead.
Did we go the wrong way?
I think we did.
We have to turn around.
Wait, look at the other sign.
It says there's a crossroads ahead, past the train tracks.
I bet we can go up there and turn left.
Will that get us back to the hotel?
I think so. We just have to be careful when we cross the train tracks.
Okay, let's go.
Dark. Dark. Joe turned off all the lights, so it's dark in this room. Joe turned off all the lights, so it's dark in this room. Train. Train. We're going to Tainan by train tomorrow. We're going to Tainan by train tomorrow. Ahead, ahead. In the race, Mike ran ahead of everyone, so he got first place. In the race, Mike ran ahead of everyone, so he got first place. Cross, cross. We crossed the big river by walking over a bridge. We crossed the big river by walking over a bridge.